V-minus 28. GCC headquarters, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Well, it could have gone a lot worse, President Slater mused. There was only so much she could say to Godfrey, who didn't know that Dan had a way of getting far more from questions than the answers he received out loud. It wouldn't be long until he and Emma called to share their findings, she imagined, and the nature of those findings would determine the next move, including whether to bring Godfrey in on the remarkable news about Dan's new ability. Godfrey rubbed his chin and thought. Poppy was just as scathing about Ding and Cole as she was about us, maybe even more scathing. So I have to agree, Valerie. That didn't go too badly at all. In a sense, the Geosolves positioning themselves so clearly in opposition to the missions of both the ELF and ourselves places both organizations on the same side in the public's eyes. Before these damn triangles showed up, that's the last thing I would have wanted, because the fight for global supremacy was one we were never going to lose. Since Zanzibar, though, the ELF has had the upper hand, and Ding was starting to twist the knife, what with Cole's new placement in Cuba, and then the planned public display on the triangles in Beijing. But McCarthy's trip has changed everything. Their tone has softened, and they're even holding off on parading the triangles. Ford was right. Sending him to Cuba did look like an olive branch, and with how popular he is, it boxed them into a corner. A grin crossed the GCC chairman's usually stern lips. Let me tell you, Valerie, it's a pleasant change to have that girl on my side. Godfrey's office, empty aside from the English-speaking world's two most powerful figures, fell silent for a few moments. McCarthy was our emergency stop, Godfrey went on, breaking it with a whispered tone, and essentially thinking out loud. I thought two hoaxed triangles was their desperate attempt at an emergency stop when we had the upper hand, but if the triangles are real after all, then it's Dan who has leveled the playing field just as they were racing ahead. Funny how things work out, isn't it? There's a chance Ding was bluffing about the reveal all along, and that the triangles are fake, but everything we're hearing from Chinese scientists hints against that. So the real question becomes this. Just what the hell are the messengers playing at? If there's a message we need to hear in this convoluted way of three separate triangles fitting together to make a revelatory whole, surely at least one of them has to show up in our territory. And if that is the case, why didn't one of the first two? That would have avoided these tensions, which seems like something the messengers would want. Doesn't it? Stop me if I'm wrong, Valerie, please. She sighed. William, let's try to stay on one thing at a time. On the face of it, it doesn't seem like the Geosolves had anything to do with the triangles, which does put us back squarely in the framework of them being real. Because if it's not an ELF hoax, and it's not a Geosolve hoax, it's not a hoax. I don't know why the triangles were placed where they were, either, but ultimately the past few days have undermined both the ELF and the GCC in terms of public opinion. That's what the Geosolves want, but maybe it's also what the messengers want for a different reason. From their perspective, humanity having two competing points of contact probably just doesn't make sense. Ding and Cole might be making the right kind of conciliatory noises right now, but they're not going to cede any meaningful ground any more easily than you are. We have to play a diplomatic game until things get clearer, whether that comes with direct contact or the third triangle being found or whatever else might happen. But in the medium to long term, we're going to have to... President Slater's borderline rambling was cut off by the sudden opening of Godfrey's office door. Only one other man in the building had a key card for getting in, and Godfrey knew he would never dream of entering unannounced like this, unless something truly couldn't wait. The man, his trusted assistant Manuel, didn't look scared or shocked. Such was the speed with which he'd run to the door upon hearing the news he'd come to deliver. He looked nothing but exhausted.
Third triangle. Manuel panted. Sir, they just found it. 2 minutes ago. The news hasn't broken yet.
Godfrey rose to his feet, 1,000 thoughts running through his head.
Tell me this one is ours, he implored Manuel. Tell me the messengers have leveled the playing field and Ding needs something we have to complete his little set of three. Tell me we're back in the game and it's turned up in Colorado or Salzburg or Kerguelen or anywhere else administered by a GCC state.
I'm sorry, sir. Manuel sighed, still catching his breath. But it turned up in China, and they're already clearing foreign media from the streets. This is it.